All right, so I mentioned it was an amazing sports weekend. There was so much going on, but despite everything that was going on, the biggest story once again, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and their situation. Joining us now is somebody who's been all over it, a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo, good friend of the program. He is Charles Robinson. Dude, you cannot shake me. You're back. Charles, what's up? How are you?
Doing well. Low-key weekend, right?
Yeah, right. Not much going on. Not much going on. So let's talk about that low-key weekend. You have been all over that story for Yahoo, and you reported, Charles, among other things, that he may not return to the team with Brian Gutekunst as the GM. I mean, Aaron, Charles, understands that business is business as well as anybody. So in your mind, how did this get so personal between he and the GM, and what is Aaron so upset about?
Well, you know, I think the main fracture point was really how the Jordan Love pick, you know, the quarterback pick went down last year, and not being let in on the fact that they, you know, could even take a quarterback. You know, Aaron really thought, hey, we're a skill position player here. This is still a build around me. And then, you know, when the Jordan Love pick was made and he had no idea that was coming, you know, I think he felt like he got jumped. And I think things had already – look, here's the thing about Aaron and the front office. I think even going back to Ted Thompson, who obviously preceded Brian Gutekunst, I think Aaron's always kind of felt like, hey, I've proven that I am a great player. I'm an asset to the team. I know this offense. You know, whether it's, you know, Mike McCarthy or it's you know, Matt LaFleur, I can be an asset to you if you want to listen and I can weigh in on things. I don't think he necessarily wants to dictate anything, but I think he would like to feel like he's being heard. So I think some of it starts there. But then when the Jordan Love pick happens, I think Aaron Rodgers sits there and looks at the situation and says, okay, this is a new GM since Ted Thompson. He's done a number of things now that I felt like not heard in the organization. And then all of a sudden he takes this quarterback. And I still feel like I have a number of years left. It's clear he's starting to transition this to move toward this guy. And I think Aaron in his mind thought that the plan was from Brian Gutekunst to take this through the 2021 season or even the 2020 season potentially and move on to Jordan Love and basically just get Aaron out of the organization. And Aaron felt like, from what I was told, he played at MVP level in 2020. He felt like he changed what that plan was. And even though I think he had some distrust, he was open to when the offseason started, you know, if they want to commit to me, give me a contract extension that shows, hey, you are the starting quarterback. Here's the guaranteed money that shows you are the starting quarterback in 2022. Okay, you know, that shows the recommitment to me. Instead, the Packers came to the table. They said, hey, we're looking at potentially doing a modest restructure. But he looked at that and he said, look, that's just all that does is guarantee me through 2021. That's no commitment to me. This is, you're still trying to operate with the same Jordan Love timeline. I think he had just had it. I think when he got to this offseason, he had decided that, you know, something's got to be done at this point. I got to make something happen here. And if Brian Gutekunst is going to be with the Green Bay Packers, I want to be somewhere else. Like, I don't think we can work together anymore.
Charles Robinson is joining us. All right, so you lay that out really nicely. Had the team come to him, and to your point, he had the MVP season, so that pretty much jacked up their plans. But had they just kind of swallowed hard and then made it right with him, guaranteed him money, restructured that deal or extended that deal, could they have fixed it? And if so, why wouldn't they do that?
I do think they could have. I think if I'm an MVP voter, you know, and it took me a while to come around on Aaron, but I voted for Aaron. And I think if they had talked to any MVP voters, this guy was going to win MVP. They'd seen how he played, regardless of whether he wins MVP or not. They know the level he was playing at. And I think if they had said to him as the season was coming to a close, the regular season, I think they said, hey, let's talk about a contract extension here. Let's make sure you feel, you know, taken care of. You're the guy. You're the priority. You don't worry about Jordan Love. We're not worrying about Jordan Love. You know, and the team and your teammates know you are unquestionably the guy for the next couple of years. I think Aaron would have been like, okay, all right, let's do this. Let's talk about this. Boom, let's get this done. And instead, that's not how it happened at all. You know, it was, from what I was told, it was like, hey, you know, we could restructure your deal, you know, push a little money down the road to kind of re-sign some guys. But Aaron also knew they needed to do that anyway, that they would have to restructure his deal anyway to retain some of the free agents that they wanted. So he thought, you're just offering me something that you want to do anyway for your own purposes. Now, in terms of why, you know, the Packers didn't just immediately go, hey, we're going to commit to you for the next couple of years. I mean, that's a good question. That's a great question for Brian Gutekunst. And, you know, I know he said, hey, Aaron hasn't said that, you know, he wants me out of here to my face. He hasn't said that publicly. That's a great point. It's a really, really good point, because I think that is a line that Aaron Rodgers knows. Once I come out and publicly say this, there's no fixing this ever. Like, there's no way to get this repaired in any way, shape, or form. And I think the Packers know that. So, you know, the source told me, hey, this is in, you know, Mark Murphy, the ball's in Mark Murphy's court, if he's obviously the CEO of the Packers, the team president. But in a way, it's also still in Aaron's court, because Aaron has been very careful about what he said publicly, and that's how he usually plays his dissatisfaction. He'll say a lot behind the scenes, you know, to all these, you know, teammates and friends and associates. But, you know, he's always very measured in what he says publicly.
We're talking to Charles Robinson. All right, so do you think they're both dug in? In other words, is the team not going to do any more than they're doing right now? And in your mind, would Aaron really retire before he returned to play for that team and that GM under that contract?
I do think they're dug in from the standpoint of when the Packers, it became clear to the Packers that he wanted out. You know, you send different individuals, you send Matt LaFleur, Mark Murphy makes the trip, Brian Gutekunst makes the trip out to see Aaron individually and try to repair this. And you know, I know Matt LaFleur said, hey, he's talked about that trip publicly, said, hey, we had a good conversation, we had a good talk. You know, I don't think Matt LaFleur's ever been the problem when it's come to Aaron Rodgers. You know, but then Mark Murphy tells people, look, there's clearly some issues here. We're trying to work through it. The Packers are sending every indication, look, we will do what we need to do here. But I don't know. It's gonna come down to Aaron. Does Aaron feel like the bridges are burned and it's completely, you know, irreparable at this point, that no matter what they offer, say they offer the multi-year extension that, you know, just cements him as the centerpiece, will he change his mind? And then, you know, beyond that, what are the suitors out there? Like, if it's true he wants to go to Denver, I'm sure Denver would love to have him. You know, but Denver has to want to pursue that, and the Packers have to be open to listening, and there's going to be a price to be paid. Same with the Las Vegas Raiders. You know, the 49ers are obviously off the table there, but I mean, if the Raiders and the Broncos are two teams that he's interested in going to, they're going to have to somehow take a part here and get the Green Bay Packers to listen. But as you said, will he retire? That's the key question here. If that's really the options he has on the table now, the mandatory minicamp. That is a big escalation in this. And then obviously if he doesn't show for training camp, another huge escalation in this. And then I think the nuclear bomb option is just to say, you know what, my agent David Dunn took Carson Palmer through retirement with the Bengals to get him off that team. I'm going to get this Jeopardy job. I feel like, you know, I got a shot at this job. I want to be the Jeopardy host. I'm just going to go ahead and retire here, and you guys can figure it out. And, you know, he's got the right agent for it, because David Dunn went through it with Carson Palmer and the Bengals, and that ultimately freed Carson Palmer to move on from his career after the Cincinnati Bengals.
Charles Robinson is all over this story. All right, so I'm just throwing hypotheticals out there, but for instance, what if this became this kind of weird negotiation whereby they weren't really willing to do what he wanted contractually, but Mark Murphy said, all right, but I'll sacrifice the GM. Like, what if they got rid of Gutekunst but did not really give him all this guaranteed money or the extension he was looking for? Do you think that would be good enough for him? Like, is it that personal?
I'd be speculating if I said exactly, you know, splitting the hairs, you know, what will work and what won't. Like, what's the Rubik's Cube, right, you know, solution of this situation? I don't know if Mark Murphy says, hey, you know, we'll move on from Brian Gutekunst, whether or not Aaron Rodgers will go, okay, that's good enough for me, you know, I'm going to come back. Because, you know, Jordan Love's still there. Obviously, the guy who selected Jordan Love. But here's the thing. Brian Gutekunst when he drafted Jordan Love, he did that with Mark Murphy's support. So, you know, Mark Murphy's still there too. So, you know, it's there's Brian Gutekunst, and then I think in, there's the guy standing behind him who's supporting him, who hired him, and that's Mark Murphy. So, I don't know. I don't know that you know, the GM simply being out would solve this at this point. It's something Aaron's got to speak to. I think this is complicated. It's messy. And I think the way that it came out, you know, on the first day of the draft really speaks to how burned Aaron feels, how messy this is. And by the way, this has been going on for a while. Like, this has really been going on since the end of the regular season and into the playoffs. When it clearly, talking to people in his camp, it became clear to Aaron, they're not going to give me a contract extension. They're going to try to rework this thing, and this is going to be a problem. So we're talking months before this thing comes out. So for it to come out in day one of the draft, I mean, that speaks.
I would never interrupt you except to say I've got about 90 seconds, so break this down. How likely is it in your mind that he is starting for them in week one of next year?
Man, I've learned with Aaron in the past to he is an emotional guy. He's gotten upset about things, and I'll just take it back to the contract, you know, extension that he got previously. I really thought, you know, things were going sideways then for Aaron Rodgers, and you know, they offered him a ton of money and he signed and everything was fine. So I've learned not to put you know, low percentages on him, you know, coming back. I still think that the Packers are going to play hardball here, and Aaron has to make the decision whether or not he's willing to basically just say, look, I'm done. I'm walking until you, you know, you deal me. So the chance of Aaron doing that, I don't know. I'd say it's a coin flip at this point. I hate to say 50-50 because that's the coward's way out, but I've seen this happen with Aaron before where he's upset at the team and somehow it gets massaged. This is definitely different, though. It's definitely escalated to a whole new level.
Oh, man, that is not the coward's way out in this case. I think that's fair. I think that's legit. He is an excellent NFL reporter, one of the best there is, a senior NFL reporter for Yahoo. I consider him a very good friend of the program, Charles Robinson. Charles, thanks so much, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, Romy.
Good job, dude. Always. Man, that is a tough one. Tough situation.